speaking with Rod Wanger, Oklahoma Farm Service Agency out of Stillwater. And Rod, it's official now, 22 counties in western Oklahoma, much of western Oklahoma, have now been approved for emergency grazing of the CRP Conservation Reserve Program. That, of course, due to extreme drought conditions. What procedures does a producer have to do to go into the FSA office to get grazing started?
Well, the producers will need to go to their local Farm Service Agency office and file some paperwork, and once they file that paperwork, then they will be authorized to go begin their grazing of their CRP acreage.
And when can this start?
That's effective immediately. We have got approval yesterday from our national office, so they can, once they go in and, again, do the paperwork at the county office, they could begin immediately.
Will there be a cost to this, Rod?
Yes, the producers will be assessed 25% of their annual rental payment. In Oklahoma, that ranges around average around $34. So 25% of that, on average in Oklahoma, is what it'll cost per acre that they graze.
And of course, we've been through a lot of tornadoes. What about any livestock loss? Can they ask about that while they are there at the office?
Oh yes, we'd really want to do full service with them, and if they have experienced some livestock losses due to these recent storms, not necessarily tornadoes, but any storm, that they need to report those losses to the Farm Service Agency. And we have what's called the Livestock Indemnity Program. And if they lose livestock above their normal mortality rate that we have set, then they will be entitled to a payment on those that they lost above normal mortality. And the rate's a set rate, but it's supposed to be equal to about 75% of the value of that livestock.
Now, there is a deadline or a time limit for this, isn't there?
Yes. This year, because the program kind of ends the end of September, I believe they need to file it before the end of October to be eligible for that program.